Sam. Sam!
It took Erica a moment to realize that this sound coming from Sam was the sound of laughter.
You still call me Sam, even after all this time?
And what should I call you? Sam is your name, isn't it?
After a fashion. It's actually Samyaza. I chose it unconsciously, even though it is only one of my names. I know that now. I know all of my names throughout the ages.
How do you know them?
Tiamat told me. Or rather, she awakened the sleeping part of me that knew.
Sam?
No!
Do not approach me.
Do not touch me.
Suddenly, Sam's spine arched and his neck tendons bulged. As Erica stared in horror, her son's body shook and shuddered in a series of spasms. With each convulsion, sinews rippled and pulsed under his flesh, the muscle mass seeming to slide into new positions over the bones. With a sickening crunching of gristle, Sam's arms and legs lengthened, his fingers stretching out like claws. The skin over his shoulder blades split open, slashed from within to allow spiny growths to protrude. They gleamed like burnished wire under the light. His entire body quaked, as if vibrating violently from within. He writhed, his eyes wide and staring, saliva spilling from his slack lips. Reaching up with trembling fingers, he touched his thin white hair and it fell away like thistledown. The flesh of his hairless scalp squirmed along the center of his cranium, bulging upward in half a dozen places as if tiny worms wriggled and burrowed just beneath the flesh. The pale skin stretched and split amid brief spurting geysers of blood. A back-curved crest of glittering spine sprouted from his skull, punching up through the flesh. He clutched both sides of his head, his tongue protruding from his mouth. His body sagged to the floor. His bloody fingertips spasmodically clawed away the skin of his temples, and his blue-black tongue protruded from between his wide-hanging jaws. Falling face down, he thrashed and kicked madly. Erica stood and watched helplessly, noting how his flesh caught on corners of the stone flooring and peeled away in strips. The convulsions ceased. Then, slowly, he gathered his legs under him and his body unfolded from the floor. Although Erica's mind was too stunned to fully comprehend what her eyes saw, she guessed Sam had grown at least a foot in height, and the span of his shoulders and the breadth of his chest had nearly doubled. The pitiless glare from the overhead light accentuated the inhuman leanness of his body, his corded muscles more like ropes braided beneath the reddish and bronze flesh. Sam's skin was tinted a pale crimson hue on his hairless torso and pectorals, gradually lightening to a shade of gold on the skin drawn tautly over the strong, high-arching bones of his face. His eyes gleamed like molten brass, bisected by black, vertical-slitted pupils. They seemed ageless, yet at the same time, old beyond memory. Scales glistened with metallic luster on the dark flesh of his arms and legs, his chest and flat stomach, as if his skin were dusted with silver. With a distant, almost detached sense of incredulity, Erica realized the outer layer of epidermis was like finely wrought mesh, an organic equivalent of chainmail armor. Sam had metamorphosed into a creature of alien, inhuman beauty. His flesh and eyes and mind a melding of dragon, myth, and machine. But Erica Van Sloan didn't feel awe in his presence. Her imagination supplied him with a long tail tipped with a triangular appendage, and instead of 5 toed feet, 2 cloven hooves. All Sam needed was a pair of horns sprouting from his skull instead of spines, and the traditional image of evil would be complete.
Sam.